Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey!
It's Kitty Kat Cappuccino.
It's Pat Cappuccino, and this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
This is one of the most overdue things that's ever happened in my life.
Know.
I'm actually starstruck to my core.
We're being kicked out of our local library because our books are so overdue.
Yes, our books are overdue because we were finally having the Miss Kate Berlant on the podcast.
Oh my God, thank you for
having me.
What
the hell is up?
I just got a triggering memory of like... I just got like a hard memory of like when we were when I was little, we went to the movie Mastermind from like a Blockbuster knockoff called American Video, and it was about like a teenage hackers that were trying to do terrorism to a school, but then like one of the high schoolers was actually a hacker in and of himself, and so he was hacking against them. But anyways, we never returned it, and it was in my closet.
Ooh,
and I just would like see it, and I'm like, oh my God, like this is so bad. Like, we still have Mastermind.
Those are real. That the psychic weight of those. I mean, I haven't had my... I'm due for a smog check.
What do you mean?
Like, for my car.
What do you mean?
I don't know about that either.
And I have the thing. You have to get it once a year.
What do they think of that?
So you have to get a car. You have to go in once a year and get a fucking smog check. It sounds like I'm... But here's what I'm saying. The segue is...
Yeah.
Having the video, it's like a debt you haven't paid
totally.
Or something. And it's like...
And it's like
my smog check thing. I look at it every day.
And you know what I'm having?
The lights on is what you're saying.
No, so it's a piece of paper that came in the mail.
Scary.
Wait, they say mail.
They're still doing mail,
and they go, "You need your smog checked." And
what?
I go,
"That
no,
that can't be."
Let me turn off my.
And the older we get, guess how? Once a year starts to feel pretty often, doesn't it, girls?
I know,
doesn't it, girls?
Well, here's what I was going to say.
Once a year is once a month.
Once a year is every
years
day.
Years are months.
Year days are hours.
Well,
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
I have to tell you something important. I was cleaning out. You're gonna freak out. I'm cleaning out my apartment. Guess what I find in my keepsake box?
I know what you're going to say.
Really?
Well, keep going.
From me being a Kate Berlant fan from day dot, I have a wristband. You knew. Embrace terror.
That's so sweet.
What is it?
I only know because you once told me that you had one.
Oh,
I couldn't
told
believe
you
it.
That. Okay, okay.
It was my.
You're like, I only know this because you always fucking say it.
No, but you're obsessed with me.
But it's incredibly sweet. This is my original merch. Haven't done merch since, really. Until
it's
now.
Really good merch.
Again, for my
wait,
show.
Please
yeah,
show
please
your
get
merch.
To that.
But yeah, I had like Livestrong bracelets.
They're so
oh,
good.
You know,
and they,
I,
yeah,
I'll never get rid.
As someone who is like a track runner, like
sure.
When Livestrong bracelets were real, like they were huge for me, and it really made me feel something.
Did they raise money for cancer?
They did, but they also supported, you know, a drug cheat.
I know. It's so intense with that.
That's okay.
I know.
Yeah, let them have it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, how are you today?
Okay, well, this is actually great because I'm a little bit, maybe you sense it. I came in a little.
Yeah.
It's one of those days. First of all, it's the most cold in LA it's ever been. This is sub-zero temperatures
in
Chicago.
But do you kind of like it? Do you kind of like it? Me too.
I do. But I was running around. I went to go get breakfast. It just was one of the... Left the house hungry.
You
left the house hungry.
Yeah.
Never.
But I woke up 7:30 a.m. going, am I awake? Juicing celery juice.
Wait, what?
I made celery
juice. At 7 a.m.?
At 7:45, 7:50.
I can't support that.
Okay, so I've always went, who are these sick fucks?
Ooh, yeah. What is it doing?
I'm doing an experiment.
Is it a New Year's thing?
Not even.
Okay.
It just weirdly lined up right now. It really seems like it. Anyway, do the celery juice. Next thing I know, let's do ginger. Let's do turmeric.
It's out of control.
Let's do lemons. Wait. I'm juicing. Drank all this juice. It filled me up, but it didn't fill me up. I thought I was full, but I wasn't. And then the hunger set in. I had to get an emergency scramble.
Never fill you up.
Emergency scramble.
From there.
I had to cream into the oaks. I had to get emergency. I called ahead. Do you still have eggs? Yes.
From where?
The oaks.
Oh, where?
On Franklin and Bronson.
The thing about LA.
Hollywood spot. Got the scramble.
Okay.
Moaning in the car. It was great. Drove to Squirrel to get another breakfast item. Got the coffee. Love Squirrel so much.
Where do you park? Because it's so stressful.
It was an off day.
I'm so scared. Okay,
so this is another LA thing.
Okay.
I believe that you will always find parking.
Well, do you know what someone told me?
But I can't parallel park.
Do you know what someone
I know?
I just got in last night and I'm struggling.
Okay, do you know what someone who I know knows does?
What?
Someone who I know knows does something where they'll park wherever they want, even if it's illegal.
Me too.
And just be like, if I get a ticket, cost of doing business.
Okay, so this is, by the way,
maybe
absolutely. So I
do you know someone I know? So,
do you know someone I know?
Well, this is something that I heard that the late great Harris Whittles called.
Oh.
I think he referred to it as like parking club, LA parking club.
Mm.
What would you pay once a year to park anywhere you wanted in Los Angeles?
Oh, interesting.
That is your fee. So whenever you get, because I also love parking in the red.
Mm-hmm.
People go, oh, it's a house party. Good luck. You better lift. I'm not lifting to your home.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'll park in the red. I'll park in front of a hydrant. If there's a fire, they have the technologies to move the car. I'm not worried.
But do you know what I'm doing after this is I'm Ubering to the doctor because for some reason going to the doctor, it's like I just don't want to drive there.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, by the way, I get very lost with build. I need to give myself like 25 minutes to get in because buildings are, I think it's impossible to go anywhere almost always.
Yeah.
And oh, it's four. The address is 4264. San Monica Boulevard. Park in the...
I know.
Park where?
I know.
You go under.
She was telling me there was this like secret thing. She was like, and because you're coming at 2:30, I'm going to want you to... You're going to have to park in one of the parking structures next to us. And I was like... It's just like to be like, I have a special secret tip for you. Park in the parking structure. I'm like, well, where else would I park? You know what I mean? She almost made me more scared.
Wait, to circle back, what happened at Squirrel?
Okay, thank you so much. And I have something else I wanted to, because I have something to ask you how cheap you think I am. I feel like it's a beloved thing. Like people close to me will be like Jacqueline Novak will always be like, you're so fucking cheap. Like,
really?
Well, are you?
Here's my
even
question.
Like you having products to me, that's like the opposite.
Because I'm not.
No, you scream luxury to me.
Thank you so much. And that's what I live a very luxurious life.
Yeah.
And I spare no expense. But I think, okay, so for example, do you think this is cheap? As I just remember this. Your parking story brought up this.
Yes.
I recently went
Don't ever point at me again.
Okay. I recently went to go do small voiceover job. Okay. Nothing to brag about.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Really small.
Yeah.
But listen, point is, park in the structure. $20 cost $20. On the way out, they go, don't worry, we're gonna Venmo you $20.
Who?
Exactly. Like the studio.
Okay.
What?
They never Venmo'd me the $20.
Yeah, Fox.
Do I follow
Searchlight
up?
Searchlight
is it cheap to follow up? Do you know what I mean?
Searchlight.
It's not
is
cheap,
Venmo-ing
but it's
you?
Too much work. You don't have time.
But I just think $20, like, cause I go,
that's a lot.
But I go, well, I want my 20.
I know.
I have a squirrel habit.
I know.
I feel for me parking, like, I don't know why, like, I guess, like, in New York, you're always Uber and whatever, and I'm like, if you do pay $20 to park, like, I don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't care enough.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm going to end up broke.
No. No one in this room.
No.
I'm convinced I looked bad with money in front of someone.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a little chilly in here.
No, I'm fine. I'm doing this, but it's actually
for dramatic effect.
Yeah, and I'm doing this with my arms like
I'm doing this to kind of cinch the waist and kind of because I hate my shirt so much.
Yesterday, I was just this. Can you imagine being on camera like this every day?
Yeah. Just open.
Full puss.
Yeah.
I'm lying across my legs less.
Let me ask you this. Oh, I've never been to Squirrel. What's going on over there?
People talk about it all the time. I've never been.
Well, Squirrel, and I'm happy to go on air. It's just it's fantastic and it's undeniable and it's consistent and people go. Oh, I you know, there was the big stuff, jam, yeah, wasn't jam there like gate. There was mold on the jam.
Yeah. Pink eye care.
if you eat at restaurants,
you're eating moldy
you
jam.
Are ingesting caca, pee pee. Like, wake up. What are you talking about? Restaurants are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like. But what then, do you want?
So is it for you and for you, Kate, is it about like the coffee or is it about the food?
The culture.
About the food.
Yeah,
it's about
really?
The, it's about
what
the
did you eat from there?
So today was weird. I had the emergency scramble on the way. Sure. So I was not really hungry. I got the coffee, but I did get the vegan, although I'm not vegan. I got the I got the coconut tapioca.
Oh, interesting.
But I couldn't finish
dessert.
It.
Morning.
Yeah, I wanted like a sweet thing.
I love that.
Wait. Yeah.
Do you know about Oikos?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the yogurt?
Yeah. But I feel like that's not... But I feel like you're kind
of... I'm more of a Coco June girl.
Yeah, it's not really your... It's more of his culture.
Coco June, like...
I don't know who she is.
It doesn't have any protein in it.
Yeah, and you were going to go... I thought you were either going to attack it for sugar or lack of protein.
I don't care necessarily about sugar, like, if it's bringing me something to the table. Yeah. But don't just take.
No, no, it's like... I guess you're right. It's probably, like, 6 grams of protein. It's low.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's honestly... Okay. You know what I'm going to say? If even...
Oh, no, we've got 6 in there.
I don't know that you have 6 in there.
Gotta be 6.
Someone look up how much protein is in a serving of cocoa juice.
Pack the mainframe, girls.
Because it's coconut.
Yeah, it's cocoa. It's cocoa juice.
Okay, so I don't know.
Here's my pet peeve. When something is called cocoa something, I'm thinking I'm going to get a chocolate experience.
And he's a chocoholic.
And I'm a chocoholic.
I'm a chocoholic, too.
Are you a chocoholic?
I love chocolate.
But do you like dark chocolate?
Oh, yeah, we've talked about chocolate, I think.
Have we?
Yeah.
I can't stomach the stuff.
Chocolate?
Dark.
I think it's like the best thing in the world.
I like dark, yeah.
I'm full Nestle bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
No, you know what's the best chocolate of all times? Okay, here's the thing. I was staying in a sublet for August.
We're listening.
Someone who like I know but not well.
A chocolate factory.
And like you know, and there was this chocolate river. No, but like there was. Do you know how? Two Brams.
Oh,
Kate.
Thank God you came here today.
Coco June.
I know.
And I'll be clear. Coco June for me isn't daily. That's not to me. That's not food. That's like
totally.
It's like a little thing. Yeah. That's
breakfast
for fun.
Dessert.
Yeah. It's like
it's a toy. Plaything.
Yeah. It's a yo-yo. Yeah.
Love it and leave it.
It's a bop it. So. Okay, so, like, they had, you know, in Trader Joe's, like, there's those, like, incredible chocolate bars that are, like, humongous, and they're yellow.
Oh, yeah, what are they called?
I don't...
They're vegan.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow. They're so
and
good.
Why?
But there was, like, a huge one, and it was opened, and, you know, I don't know, like, I'm subletting for a month. So, like, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, I'm kind of hungry, I'm wanting a snack. Mm-hmm. But I'm, like...
Oh, is it Trader Joe's brand?
I didn't know at the time.
Okay.
But I think, so I've only seen it at Trader Joe's, but it says, like, imported from Germany, it says on it. So I end up having like just a small piece of it, but then I eat literally the whole thing. And I'm freaking out like, oh my God, when these people get back, I'm going to have to like find this imported German chocolate. And I was freaking out. And then I saw it like, it's just like Trader Joe's like branded chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's so good though.
Well, it's fun to eat a huge bar. It makes you feel like a little mouse.
It literally makes you feel
like, kitchen. Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory cinematic universe.
Yeah, big bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that scene when they're all clamoring at the counter where there's one last golden ticket.
Oh, I read the book, so it's
the
image is like created when I was a child.
Okay, so you had your squirrel, and then we were kind of getting into off air. We're getting into what's in your bag.
Oh my god, yeah.
What's
now,
happening?
You're starting to earn it.
I came in here
because sometimes when Goop, I mean, when Pook
careful.
Came out, thank
you.
I call it Goop all the time, by the way.
It was kind of. I wasn't sure if it was like. You earnestly enjoy products.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deeply, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this was a thing where people, when we were starting the pod, it was like, oh, you're going to be debunking wellness myths? No, we're not losers.
Yeah.
We're engaging.
Oh, it's fake. We know. Placebo works. I don't know if you have paid attention to the research. Yeah, so it's like, we're not debunking. We're just enjoying. And
can I say 3 words to you?
Yeah.
Jergens Natural Glow.
Highly toxic.
Are you serious?
I think.
Look at his hands.
I cover myself in it.
Look at my
morning.
Friend's hands.
Look at this.
Oh, wait. People love. You know what's funny? I noticed a little tint and I thought turmeric.
No, it's JIG.
Here's the
thing.
I don't do fully only clean beauty, of course. We can't, but try to do it clean on the lips. And lotion is something you kind of want to go clean because, you know, we all know skin, largest organ on the body, whatever. It just sucks it up.
Yeah.
So I try to go, but I also poison on the face.
I'm wanting to ask you what kind of shampoo I should use.
So the best shampoo is gone.
What?
The best shampoo is gone.
There was this Korean brand. I'm forgetting. It's called RMS.
Uh-huh.
It was the only shampoo that's ever made me go, Excuse me?
Really?
Because I have so much hair that I use cheap conditioner. I'd be spending.
Mm-hmm. I don't condition.
I condition. I have to get a Costco.
How about at a hotel where you're just like pump.
Yeah. Every time there's a pump in a hotel, I feel respected. Yeah. And I also go, I need to bring my own travel cases to decant.
Oh. You know, I'm addicted to Cadence.
Oh, I had a tough experience with Cadence.
Really?
Too small?
Leaking.
They leak liquid.
Okay. Hello.
But not gels. Not creams.
I also have an issue, and I hate to, disparage a brand, but
the Demi Lovato is about to jump out.
It's a bacteria factory. What is?
You want to can't dipping the fingers into the stuff if it's for the face.
Know.
You don't want to dip in. That's why the jars. We need to completely get rid of jar beauty. Jar I love the idea of the jar. Oh, beauty cream.
Then what do you use? A device?
No, if it's a jar, I'm going with my hands.
Pumps only. But pumps are hard to. Pumps
but,
are hard to pack.
But aren't you ultimately no matter what?
Pumps are hard to pack. Pack pickle peppers.
Aren't you no matter what ultimately going with your hands?
Yeah, but ideally your hands are. You're not reintroducing new bacteria every time to the live culture.
Save that for the cocoa.
By the way, my bag is absolutely packed right now.
Okay, let's see.
To the
I've
brim.
Got two.
Oh.
One capless chaos.
May I ask for a spritz?
Yeah, please.
Let me ask you this. Kate, do you feel sometimes I feel unsafe if my bag doesn't zip? What do you think about that?
So I, my mother.
Thank you.
My mother, my whole life, she's always been terrified that my purse doesn't zip.
Mm-hmm.
And she instilled in me very young age, your purse isn't zipping. She would even with her hand reach out. Look how easy that was. Wow. You know, she goes,
a thief.
Yeah.
Pickpocket.
And so I was always really scared of having a purse that did not zip.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to say about 3 years ago, I went, what if I tried?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I've never had an issue. And this is as big as a bag gets for me. This is my big
really?
Going out all day bag kind of
wow.
a.
And that's sort of a calf hair situation, which I adore.
Pony. Don't wake daddy. It's pony hair. Yeah.
I used to love Don't Wake Daddy. I thought that was the funniest fucking game in the world.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Only my friend. But it's the kind of game that you don't have but your friend has.
Well, I realized too, it's really because Don't Wake Daddy, those commercials are so burned in. Not
totally.
To get dip into 90s nostalgia. We're all smarter than that. But, but there's something. Yeah. But there's something. In the Don't Wake Daddy, it's deeply
the
psychology of that.
And look at me here.
Yeah. Don't wake him up because he might need a blowjob.
Well, the structure, even like I think honestly, like because there was a centerpiece of like this plastic father in a bed who would
plastic
like
father.
A plastic father
good
who
title.
Would pop up, and he was like, I will say it, not unattractive. Like
I thought
almost sexual around the.
He was
the
very normal
figurine.
Anglo kind
yeah.
of. Yeah,
I mean,
didn't look like my daddy. I'll tell you that much.
I think. I had a bit of a sexual awakening to the plastic figurine and Don't
I
Wake
think
Daddy.
You're right. It is, yeah. He's so upright.
Yeah.
Does he look like Flat Stanley?
I don't know what Flat Stanley looks like.
I don't know what Daddy looks like.
I have such a fun bag right now. It's
okay,
crazy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Lipospheric vitamin C packet.
Oh, does that work?
So I used to do this religiously like 4 years every morning, empty stomach upon waking.
Oh, that'll make you sick.
Yeah.
Makes me not sick.
No, but doesn't it unsettle your stomach?
No.
But
me with my wellness formula, absolutely puking every morning.
Oh, well, honey, the vitamins?
Yeah.
You can't do an empty stomach.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that'll make
this
you
is different?
Puke. No, this won't make you puke.
Where
you
do you get
put,
that?
Erewhon on the internet.
I'm scared of what
but
I'm going
like
to buy after
really
I go through the bag.
But I feel like it doesn't really work.
I feel like it does.
Okay, well, I believe you.
I just think that there's stuff with immunity. But I'm
you know
going
what I'm addicted
hard.
To?
What?
I actually have a clinical addiction and I have seen it. I'm addicted to zinc tablets.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Dicam.
Yeah.
Do you know that I got a... upper respiratory infection at the Eras concert.
You're
I
kidding.
Me and at the Eras concert. On the way out, we were in Las Vegas. I looked to the person I was with and said, I can't believe how cold it is in Las Vegas. It's like 30 degrees. He goes, I'm really hot. I go,
no.
Oh my
no.
God, I'm quite ill.
Oh no.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long do you think to get over it?
2 full weeks.
Antibiotic?
Yeah,
steroids?
multiple rounds.
Oh God!
And I'm in a position where I'm in a room, so like then you have to be in a place where it's like you're guilty because you're not going in, but then when you do go in, you're like coughing, and everyone's like, you need.
And
to
you have to say it's not COVID.
Yeah.
If someone coughs near me, I become.
I moved tables.
Yeah.
I moved.
As you should.
It's a surge.
People are doing crazy things on planes now without masks. I was sitting next to someone. I realized they're buying cough medicine at Hudson News. I step away.
Oh no!
Not at Hudson News.
I buy the coolest. They have the coolest stuff at Hudson News.
Thank you for saying that. But can I tell you this? I got this is.
It's urine. It's your urine sample.
Last drops
I have a lot of questions about Olaplex.
Okay.
Wait, hold please.
Kate's getting drug tested later, so she brought her friend's urine.
I love
that. It looks like a beetle's wings.
Well, thank you. But then, what is this called? Foil? Chipped after same day.
Well, of course,
but it's gel. Oh. Same day chipping.
I got a pathetic manicure yesterday.
Shout him out.
Oh God.
Cancel a small business.
Cancel. Like, clear. I wanted like nothing with a little iridescence.
For the new year.
But also look at my stubby little. It's like I know. I used to do gel. I used to have long nails.
Look at what this looks like because of Jergen's natural glow. It looks like I'm. So, I know.
It looks like you've been juicing turmeric with impurity.
Oh wait, this is very important. The thing about a juicer is how are you cleaning that? It seems so stressful.
Okay, so glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
I've been afraid of juicing for years.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanup, the pulp. What am I? I don't work in a factory.
Sure.
I can't. Well, I've got to invest in a hairnet and gloves. How am I going to?
It's easy.
Okay, listen. And I'm only a couple days in. And this is, of course, classic where I'm about 3 days into juicing. And I texting my lover and I was like, I'm going to juice for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Wow, I know.
And I go, it's 3 days in.
You know, I know.
New personality.
But here's the thing.
But isn't
the pulp,
pressure? Because you don't want to be seen as someone who's like phasey or going through phases.
No.
So, but when something's special to you, it's like you do want to believe you're doing it for the rest
of
your
life. You just have to wash it immediately. And it's a little annoying. But I have to say, I thought it's not that annoying.
Okay. That's why I can't even do
the
blenders.
The pulp, because the ginger pulp, I went, blenders are more annoying.
Okay.
I would almost say. The pulp, the ginger pulp, I went, because it's hair. It's human hair is what's in ginger.
Yeah, what? It's for
it's
real.
Human hair.
Hey, what about the skin? Can you eat that?
Nah.
I'm always freaking
out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I peel a little throat in.
What's the next thing in your bag? What's the next thing in your bag?
I have so much fun stuff in here. I have, by the way, these are, I'm not a huge stoner anymore because I just,
you're living
I have
lifestyle.
To focus. Or
oh, I thought you said donor.
These are,
I was like,
these are 1 milligram.
Plasma.
1 milligram THC. I'm happy to do an ad for them. Please send more.
Yeah,
and
I wish
these
I
are,
could do that.
These are 1 milligram.
Yeah.
So it's just
called?
Like Rose Delights.
What's normal?
Five. People are popping fivers. This I'll
do.
I'll do this if it's kind of like I'm going to a social event.
Yeah.
Mm.
I need to relapse. I need to relapse in coming weeks.
Yeah, relapse on this.
Relapse on 1 mg.
My favorite party cigarettes. These are fun.
Whoa. Oh.
So what these are, this is a low dose, very low dose CBD. So basically nothing. It kind of feels like a joint.
Yeah.
But if you smoke it really fast after a cocktail, you feel something. But it might be placebo. But really, it's really just when you want to smoke and you want to be beautiful and with a cigarette. But I'm not going
to
smoke
a
cigarette.
Do you like to drink alcohol?
I drink alcohol, but not a lot.
Yeah. That's classic.
I love it, which is out of trend.
Yeah. No, I love to have like, but honestly, I get migraines chronically. Alcohol's a trigger for me. So I really just can never drink very much. So I'll have.
But I heard about your shot.
Yeah.
What shot?
By the way, due for my shot today.
Exciting.
In the leg. I should have done it on air. That
would have been
so
exciting.
Fun.
Wait, what shot?
She has a migraine shot.
I do an Aimovig. Do you migraine?
I migraine. But can I tell you this? You know, I had my health scare this summer with my heart.
Of course.
And what he said was,
don't.
So it all happened. Okay. But he was like, he's like, the one good thing is sometimes people who have visual or a migraine, sometimes when they feel this hole in their heart, they'll stop. And knock on wood.
God-sized hole.
But I haven't had one since. So I'm hoping they're going away.
Holy shit. You haven't had one since.
What happens is right after the procedure, I had a few in a row, which said it's common. And then he goes, then hopefully they'll go away.
I cannot fucking believe that happened to you.
It was crazy.
Thank God you're okay.
It would change everything if I stopped getting it. Because do you have visual aura?
No.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I do a shot
in
my
works.
Leg every 30 days, changed my life.
Really?
Aimovig, 140 milligrams.
I've never had a migraine.
You're lucky
as hell.
Is it for mainly girls?
But isn't it so?
Yeah, it's for funny girls.
It's literally like if you're interesting, you're having migraines.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Like, yeah, yeah. No, I feel deeply connected to those who migraine and notice I'm using the verb.
Yeah. We like to talk about, there's the relationship community on Instagram who talk about like relationships. They keep doing this thing that we keep noticing. Where they'll be
you mean
like
coaches, like,
mm-hmm. like anything that comes up but there is like when you're in relationship with someone.
Oh yeah,
like,
oh yeah, oh,
never
my
when
God.
You're in
relationship.
Yeah. Are you good at relationship?
Like if you're in relationship,
yeah,
because you're migraining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That being said, are you in you're in relationship right now?
Yeah,
how's it going?
Really good.
Do you think love is real?
Oh yeah.
Oh good. That's so good.
Did I know you at the party when I cornered you and your partner and did a full one person solo
it.
Show?
Okay, loved good. It. By the way, I love. Who doesn't want to hear about other people's relationship issues, breakups,
heartbreak. Yeah,
wait, take this out. I don't talk about my personal life. I don't talk about my relationship. But
I know. Who likes to hear about other people's problems?
Yeah, no, who among us has not, fallen in love, gotten their heart broken?
Back to the bag.
This is crazy. This is like all my favorite things in my bag.
Okay, so
These are, this is the electrolyte.
So yeah,
those are in the office.
Too salty?
What does that make you feel?
Hydrated?
I need to hydrate better.
My facialist told me I need to drink water with salt in it. Is that what that is?
Yeah. Should this is salt.
I don't know about
that. What do you think about injectables?
On the face?
Yeah.
I haven't done it. I'm not anti because I'm, you know.
But progressive.
Yeah. I would never judge anyone for doing it. I'm scared. So here's the thing. Yeah. I could talk about this for hours.
I know, Sam.
Because here's the thing. Two things.
First of all, you're an actress. Yes. We cannot lose that.
I'm not losing that.
We cannot lose that. That's everything to
me. I know.
You cannot touch this.
I know.
So I'm talking about in here. So maybe in the late 60s, neck job. Go to Spain and get a neck job.
I want a little,
like, I'm old fashioned, slice and dice.
Yeah.
That's and when I'm 70 or something, right?
Yeah.
But you can't go in here.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, first of all, I'm not just saying this to be, you know, radical.
Yeah.
If you are, oops.
No, I'm incidentally radical, that's fine. But
I just think wrinkles, like,
I know.
Yeah, no.
And I just think.
I just think.
And, like, also, it's just true. Like, I think it's going to be pretty exotic in about 10 years when you have a fucking face.
I know.
A million you watch a movie from the 70s, everyone's sexy. Why? Yellow teeth.
Yeah.
Wrinkles. Face. Yeah,
they've been fucking
good
for years.
Yeah.
Then they go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like, it's really so. I mean, and again, of course, sometimes I catch my forehead and I go, oh god, the 11s, but
oh, I like the 11s.
Sometimes
you know, the only thing that bothers me, and I'm letting go of this,
So I the puppet lines,
me, puppet. These, I'm okay. Puppet,
but not
me, puppet.
But I just think, like, I don't know. I'm just like, guashas, facial, like, whatever. Also, my mother's like almost 80 years old. She's never had anything. She looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
She looks amazing. She's aged.
Sure. Yeah.
She doesn't look like she's 50.
Yeah.
But she looks like she's 60 and she's 80. You know what I mean? I just think it's like, there has to be another way.
Are you really close with your mom?
Yeah.
You talk all the time?
Three times a day.
Three times
really?
A day.
Sometimes, once minimum.
Yeah. Wow. That's nice.
What's she like?
She's unbelievable, I gotta be honest.
What did she do?
She's my mom.
she does being my mom.
She is like, I should bring up. Yeah, she's like, we should call her. She's just like, you would, if you heard her voice, you'd be like, oh my god. She really is, I have to say, she's like deeply magical. She's someone that people are like, your mother. She's like intensely like feminine and dramatic. And like, she wanted to be an actress. And like, she is an actress, but like, you know, but she, you know, she did set design. Yeah, but like, she, I'm like tempted to bring up her voice. Where's my phone?
I need the voice.
Imagine it's gone forever.
Okay. Guys, can we get Kate's
phone?
That
would happen to me.
Maybe I left it. It's honestly, I was so scattered when I came in here. It's possible. It's right here, of course. I wonder if I have. Just like, I want you to hear her voice.
Yeah, I need to hear.
Because it's kind of like everything you have to hear.
It's everywhere you want to be.
Michelle Branch.
Hi, baby. I'm just calling to say hi.
Aww.
Oh, this was after a fight, so she sounds more.
What do you fight about?
Yeah,
we had a little fight because
Lady Bird.
This is a fight.
Lady Bird.
Oh no, it was something. It was literally that she gave away something. I was like, why'd you give that away?
Okay.
Like, I wanted that.
That meant something
to me. Fight is definitely not the
word. How did she and your father meet?
Well, they met at a party.
Okay.
Are you serious?
They met actually at a party in Detroit 10 years before then they started dating.
Love.
Are you
but
serious?
But they met like an art party. Oh. My mom.
I need to be going to art parties.
Yeah. How do we get you in there?
My mom.
I need to meet someone like Kate's dad.
Yeah, totally. I know. We got to get you to the art parties.
Don't wake daddy.
She's like intensely beautiful. It was always like the beautiful, beautiful like sprite. Like, who's that woman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is, for me, can you imagine being born to that woman?
Well, look at you.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
Sprite.
I'm famously stunning.
Sprite. No, but.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, what was the question? How'd they meet? Yeah.
How'd they meet at party. Our parties? And I said, yeah. I have to be at our parties.
By the way, you know what I love? Met at 40.
Met at 40.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. How old was she when she had you?
42, 43.
Loving. That's what we're going to have to be working with over here.
Absolutely.
If.
I.
What do you think about me being 35?
You're 14.
You are 14.
I'm 36.
I know.
How do you know?
I feel like I have a relationship where like finding out that like.
What is that?
Just a charger. Keep going.
Back to the bag.
No, I think, I think I should be more younger than you and John than I am.
Mm.
You know what I mean? For kind of, I just
Well,
think.
See, I've always felt.
For the way we
I
came
always,
up. Because you raised us.
My 20s, I always knew, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Of New York. Like,
help, I'm a celebrity. You know, get me out of here.
Just
out of the era.
I just was like, I always knew, like for me, 40s, I go, oh, I'll probably start working on my 40s.
Yeah.
I'm you know? Like, let me be mommy is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Acting wise.
Oh,
like
mommy.
I'm never going in for like Mrs. Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, I've done auditions. Like, well, that's the thing. I did an audition. This is, to me, unbelievable. Did an audition last year. I go, they go, you'd have to do a little nudity. I go, for the right thing, I would. Yeah, the script, yeah, the brand. Oh, yeah, this looks good. I read it. This like, I'm not going to, okay, I'll put myself on tape. What the hell, right? They go, they really like you for it. It's a short list, honey. They really like you for it. Guess who the role went to?
Jared.
Lily Rose Depp.
No.
So here's what I'm saying. I'm going, that's hysterical. Meaning, I always knew. It's like, no, I need to be in my 40s, you know. Who's there? Yeah. Right? It's like, that's...
But completely naked.
Well, yeah, I would do nudity.
Who's there?
Yeah. but I'm just saying, this is like when you're an auditioning actress.
Yeah.
It's hard out there.
I always knew, it was like, I'm not going to be the ingenue.
Yeah, I was born... You know? Born past ingenue.
Yeah, I went straight to like grandfather.
Yeah. I don't know what
Coastal
I am.
Grandfather.
I'm gay assistant. On TikTok. I'm gay assistant.
Oh, you know what? I have my other phone.
Because you have two phones.
This has changed my life. I have two phones now.
Right.
What this phone is for Instagram only.
Oh.
This is my bad phone. By the way, never have it with me out in the world except for today because I had to specifically do something. This is my normal
are
phone.
Are you in promo mode with the show coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, promo mode. This is actually because I was going to DM someone.
You need to hire someone to post for you.
Oh.
Come on.
Really?
Yes. Change my life. Change.
You send the photo and go, here's the caption?
She has access to everything now. Everything. Carly runs my life.
Okay, I gotta do that.
I'll get you a Carly.
I know someone who pretends they have an assistant.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I did that once. Somebody emailed me and they thought I was an assistant and they were like, hi, wondering if Kate. And I was like, she is available. And it did feel good. Oh my God. Look how arty. Film in my bag.
Oh, wow.
Do you do that? Hey, do you do that?
Wow. Evidently she does and she is.
Look at that.
Make sure we got the right.
And let me ask, what was the first thing that you squished near us?
What?
Post that.
What did you squish near us?
Yeah, what was that thing you squished?
In the early days.
Key. So I have been using this religiously for 2 years.
That's a long time.
In Hollywood. F-E-N-D. Happy to boost them up. Can't really tell you what it is exactly. I'm a little confused, but it's a mist.
And it's coming out.
You do that twice a day.
And you breathe it in?
Every 4 to 6 hours. Supposed to really help minimize your viral load.
Wait, what?
Oh, are you serious?
I'm buying that.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
I don't want to jinx myself, but.
Have you never gotten COVID?
I have.
Oh, I thought that's what you were
years
intimating.
Years and years ago.
Yeah.
Early days.
I'm at bars, I'm at parties, I'm performing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an artist. You're out and about. I need that. How long does it last?
So I think it's cumulative. So it's like, do it 3 times a day for 16 years. Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that scares me because you wouldn't know if you were running low.
You sure do, honey.
Did anyone see? Okay. So, do you have any relationship with Bethany Frankel?
So, I watched Housewives of New York a little bit. I haven't seen much of the Housewives at all.
I mainly mean like her present day persona.
Yeah. So, I do touch in to her drugstore finds.
Yeah. Right.
So I love her like anorexic snacks.
She recently.
I love watching her.
They would be so good.
It's a tablespoon of cream cheese with everything bagel seasoning on it.
And she's like, heaving and hawing over it.
It's so scary.
She just
her monthly meal.
Well, first of all, she just did a post that said, like, on the Epstein, on she did a post I screenshotted because it was making me laugh so hard. It was just Bethany, and then it was like, it just said on Jeffrey Epstein, which I think is funny. But also, she did a thing that was
who's
like,
that?
Tower 28.
That's very TikTok. Are you on there?
No. Should I get on TikTok? Do I need to?
It's just so fun.
Here's what's the problem is like, I'll do a TikTok, but then
it's so inspiring.
I have two phones.
People make me laugh so much. Like, I'll laugh until I cry alone in my house watching TikTok.
And this is why essentially television and film is over.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm not fucking kidding you, because if people want to laugh, what are they going to do? I'd like to watch the Gary Shandling show. Yeah. I take that out because it seems like I'm disparaging it. It's brilliant. I'm just saying, people aren't going to the archive. They're going to watch a dog have sex with
a
grandmother or whatever.
A dog has
I can't, like, people who, like, share, like, funny, like, videos to their stories, I can't, I'm like, why are you doing this?
Well.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean exactly?
Do you know who I mean?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
No, but I was gonna ask you if you knew who I meant.
The person I mean is like the person I always mean.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean now.
Okay, well, off air, I'm going to need to know.
Also, what do you think? Also, I'm also one for like, I get sharing a close friend's accomplishments, but I'm seeing a lot of like, it feels fake. It's like, I'm like,
well, by the way, when do you stop? When do you start?
I know.
I had to stop doing, because I try to post, I really try to be on Instagram.
It's so smart.
Because last night I relapsed hard.
Yeah.
And I just was like on my bad phone scrolling. Yeah. Hours.
Yeah.
And I went, you know what? Have fun. Go get in. It's just endless. But the thing about the birth, because once you start, what are you going to do? A birthday post. Yeah. Well, then you have to post everyone's birthday.
I know.
Yeah.
And then you go share the accomplishments of a friend. Absolutely lift up your friends, but then you got to lift everyone up all the time.
I know.
And it's already doing.
I know.
It's too much.
It's just too much.
Let me ask you this on our pod. We just ask one question, which is, and you can answer this however you want. Who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wait, and I just want to just finish my thing about Bethany, which is that she did a post about like expensive products that like have really big packaging, but then when you like dismantle the packaging, there's only like this much product.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. So I just want to say
that. I believe
it.
Yeah. And it's actually this much.
Yeah. I love this product.
I like when she goes expensive but worth it. Yeah. When she goes into that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. But anyways,
she was right about Chanel blushes. Okay.
Growing up, who were you in high school?
In high school, I was the class clown. But like truly, I was like, I was very much the jester.
Yeah.
So you and Ruby went to high school together.
So Ruby was like in the seventh grade when I was in the whatever grade.
That's so nice. You don't have to say that.
No, but I just mean she was like a little baby. So she was like 12 and I was 16. I don't know.
What kind of high school did you go to? What was the vibe?
New York.
All girls school.
No, here.
Los Angeles.
I didn't know that.
All girls school. Hollywood. Which, yeah.
Okay. All girls uniforms?
Uniforms
the
on
crafts.
Sunset Boulevard. Secular all-girls school.
That's wild.
Wow, a secular all-girls school. Who's heard of such a thing?
I know.
Did you like it? Did you like it?
Were you beloved?
I loved middle school. Can you believe that?
I loved middle school.
It's easier to be a class clown.
I cried at my eighth grade graduation, sobbed.
Oh, I loved it so much. So very close to my closest friends from that time.
Yeah, it's the best.
My eighth grade graduation, like every graduating class had like a graduation song. And when I was in sixth grade was when Vitamin C Graduation came out. And I was like so jealous of the eighth graders. I was like, oh my God, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
And then
that was me, because I'm a year older than you.
It was 2 years.
Careful.
But when did you graduate middle school?
I don't know about that kind of stuff.
When did everyone in this room graduate middle school?
I can't do that.
But then when it was our year, me and my one friend were really lobbying for Michelle Branch goodbye to you. Because we thought it was so true about what we were experiencing. But then everyone else voted for That's What Friends Are For.
That sucks.
Can you imagine? We're going to sit there on the risers singing That's What Friends Are For.
It sucks.
Instead of Michelle Branch goodbye to you.
Would have been much better.
But anyways.
Okay, so high school, you're beloved. You're the class clown.
Yeah, I was very never been kissed.
Oh, you're 40. You're 40.
I was really horny, but no one would kiss me.
Yeah.
You know? And I was very, I'm trying to think. I mean, I was thinking just now. I was like, well, I did make out with a couple people. And I actually recently, I mean 2 days ago, went, whatever happened to, you know, and looked up.
On your bad phone.
Yeah, the guy on the bad phone. And it was so amazing because he held so much power over me, right?
Yeah.
And he was the cool indie and like, not feel bad. Like, what if he sees this?
Wait, I know he won't. If there's one,
we have 30
it's
listeners.
Scary though. Yeah,
wait,
people
really—they
listen. They
the
see.
Girl I used to make out with in high school. I have to show you her now. It's
okay,
like
great.
Her life is so scary to me. It's so like she lives on this town in like Long Island and like. Okay, wait. I sent it to my two straight boyfriends in high school. Like, this is every picture she posts. Like, imagine me making out with that girl.
Look at her, look how her legs are standing.
Give me a look.
That's every picture she posts. It's very, like, I dressed my husband.
Oh, wow.
That could have been me.
What's so shocking is not this. It's just, like, they're our age. Like,
they're
what
literally
does that
our
mean?
Age. We were making
That's
out.
That's crazy.
And she wasn't a Mary Kay Letourneau figure.
Wow. So When did you first fall in love?
Well, I mean, I was very, I've always been very, you know, prone to love, prone to infatuation, to fantasy and such. So I was in love, you know, when I was six. John Travolta, Grease, honey. You know? But I guess my first kind of like was probably that boyfriend when I was in the ninth grade.
Wow.
That's young.
You had a boyfriend in the ninth grade?
Thank you.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it took us so long.
You. And I went to an all-girls school.
Yeah, how'd you find them? How'd you get
them? That is very impressive.
We only made out.
Yeah.
But I went on birth control.
You're in ninth grade.
You're a child.
Yeah, of course. Well, all my friends were getting railed
in the ass
by 10th grade.
Crazy.
I went on birth control, wasn't fucking for years. Yeah.
Wow.
But I just was like wanting to be ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's me with prep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then were you always like, I'm going to be actress. I want to move to New York. Like, yeah.
Well, I love Felicity.
Of course.
So I was like, I have to watch it.
I had a thing where there was a poster for NYU at my school. And I would touch it every day. OCD style would go the long way, make myself late because I had to touch the poster every day. Loved Felicity. But I want to be an actress. I always was like, I want
to
be an actress.
Wait, did you go to NYU?
Yeah, so I went to Bard for a year. I was rejected from acting school. And I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, please.
That I was rejected from Tisch for acting.
Yeah.
And then I went later for school, but for like academic
purposes.
And also, those who are rejected, they fight harder than ever. And now look at you.
I mean,
star of stage and screen.
Rejected.
Going up against Lily Rose Depp for new roles.
Star of stage and screen.
Rejected across the board, all acting. No, I was waitlisted at Emerson. And I went.
There's a person called Emerson in my orbit right now.
Really?
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say about Emerson?
I was waitlisted.
Oh, sure. Okay, so you end up at NYU.
Yeah.
And
New York
loved,
City.
You loved it.
Love New York City. But I was starting to do stand-up in high school, at the end of high school.
Oh, were
That's
you?
Wild.
17 years old.
It's... Where?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Laugh Factory doing open mics.
Are you serious?
That's amazing.
Winding up at 5:30.
With how did you know like,
my best friend from
was...
childhood, Samantha Birch, who wrote May December, and that's why I'm...
Oh, you know, really?
Yeah. Best friend from childhood.
Genius beyond.
She would literally line up with me to be my little friend, 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, the open mic at the Laugh Factory.
Amazing.
To go do it. I mean, can you imagine the fucking hell?
Oh, no. My God.
How did stand-up come into your orbit? How were you like, that's what I want to do?
When I was 17, then I just started, I don't really know. I just kind of started getting obsessed with stand-up, listening. But then I was like, you know, I was like, I'm listening to the old, like, Woody Allen stand-up. I was like,
But I was in high school, I thought Dane Cook was hysterical.
Totally. I bought the Dane Cook CD because I was like, I'm going to listen to all stand-up. So I listened to Dane Cook. I listened to, like, everything that was coming out of New York.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just was.
I didn't know.
I didn't know what it was. I was like at Christian camp. I was like, what is
that? So was
that?
I went to a Christian camp. I was a counselor at Christian camp.
No,
as
where?
A Jew. As a Jew. In California, the Bishop's Ranch.
That is wild.
Did you convert anyone?
I was on birth control
from
there too.
Did you convert? Did you successfully?
Name all the places you've been on birth control.
Name every state that you've been in birth control.
I didn't convert anyone.
From gay to straight.
No.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sound like you were a great counselor.
I was Christian camp in Arkansas. I told my Jewish grandmother was in hell.
Oh my God.
Really?
Imagine.
And is she?
No. No.
Take out a Ouija board mascot.
I had a memory recently of being a counselor at Christian camp and how sweet it was. A little girl woke up in the middle of the night homesick, cradling her. And I was like, I had the memory of her crying in my arms.
Wow.
And I felt like a child myself. I'm an only child. I was like, this is the experience that people with siblings get that I don't get, where it's like, I have to pretend to be an adult right now for this child.
Yeah.
I myself am a child.
Yeah. I had that experience.
Really robbed of that. Now as an adult, I see the effects.
Do you want kids?
How much time do you have, honey?
I know. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wait,
no.
You were Eng.
Hmm?
You were Eng. You were engaged.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
Fabulous.
Yeah. You were Eng.
Yeah. But do you want
kids? I don't know.
You want to get married?
I recently was like, oh, you know, freezing the eggs, all of that. I was really like, I'm going to do it.
Oh,
I know
yeah,
that
did you do it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't do it. And now I'm kind of going like, I might not fucking do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm a little bit like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
By the way,
I'm not doing
like,
it.
Like, if
that
I could
reason.
Press a button and have done it, I would.
But you know but, what? Else? You know, I have PCOS. And so that's why I did it.
Yeah.
If you're working, you don't need to do it.
Here's the thing. I'm just kind of like, I've heard a few horror stories.
Yeah.
The retrievals.
And also just like people, it just like fucks you up physically. And I'm a little bit like, maybe I'll just roll the fucking dice, see what happens. And you know what? I'm inching towards adoption every day.
Me too.
Yeah.
If I have
and
kids.
And why not?
Yeah. I said I know a girl who sold her eggs for UCB classes.
Yeah, not surprised.
Worth
yeah.
every penny. okay, so you're in high school, you're in NYU, you're making your dreams come true. When were you like, I've made it?
Still waiting any day, honey.
No, come on.
No,
I am. When did you move out here?
So I'm from here.
No, I know, but you were a New York icon.
Oh, thank you. I moved back. You know, it was like a weird thing where I never was like, I'm moving back. Like, yeah. I didn't tell people. I just kind of like left in the night.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to do a big like, I'm leaving New York thing.
I know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I moved back fucking 9 years ago. I mean, really? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I think I moved back almost 10 years ago.
That's kooky.
Wow. You're a New Yorker. When you've been in LA for 10 years, you're a New Yorker.
Wow. Yeah, I know. But I still, you know, I go back all the time, whatever.
Of course.
But,
of course.
And, you know, you never leave.
You prefer being here.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
But I do. But I love LA. I do. And it's, you know, I'm from here. My parents are here.
That's so nice.
It's different, you know.
It's heaven.
But I do, every time I go, I mean, New York will always be my town. But I'm totally. Also a little, like, West Side bitch. I like the mall.
Yeah.
I want to put my groceries in my car and, be in traffic.
Decadent.
I love the mall. I love the Grove.
Yeah.
That's it's decadent.
I love a normal, LA's so normal.
But do you know what I don't like? Century City.
Well, of course not.
I hate it there.
But the mall there is exquisite, though. Have you been?
That's what I mean. The Century City Mall. I don't like
There's
that
the mall right across from my gynecologist.
What's it called? Century City.
It's Westfield Shopping Town. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. I don't like that mall.
Wait, is that the mall? By the way, am I even from LA? I don't know what fucking
Someone
mall
from
I'm talking
Street
about.
Was
I'm
so
looking it up
there.
Because I was actually blown away by it.
Do you feel like you buy everything online or no?
No. In fact, I really try to go in. It's Century City Mall that I loved. Okay.
You try to go in.
I try to go in. And I've done this a lot, the trying to go in thing.
It's hard.
But, I talk about this a lot on my podcast. That brick and mortar is fucking dead and that they're forcing us online.
Yeah.
And I still go into Bloomingdale's with bright eyes.
Yeah.
Let's shop, girls. Yeah. No one's that on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see you. They don't want to talk to you. There's no merchandise.
There's no sizes.
There are no sizes.
Yeah.
You go, I go, I went in, this woman, God bless her. I go, I wanted to buy underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted just like some, you know, I like Calvin Klein kind of basic cotton, like French cut. Underwear. I go in.
What is French cut?
Show me the Calvin Klein. It just like kind of goes up around the hip. Okay, I mean, cool. I don't do it like crazy style.
Baywatch.
But like,
well, tell.
I go in. She's like, okay, yeah, like kind of like basic. I'm like, just like basic, like underwear.
There's nothing.
There's like two sizes. They're like exclusively like brief style. I'm like, no, I want underwear.
You want undies.
And it was absolutely insane. Even she felt ashamed. And she goes, I guess you could look online. And I went, I know.
Aww.
And I wanted to have an experience. I wanted to come into the community.
Especially bras and underwear. It's such a feminine experience.
I want to see and touch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want someone to measure you. And,
yeah,
like,
I know. It's
something.
Just bra. You want to try on a bra and go,
Yeah.
That's so rare.
I went to the Century City Suit Supply and there was this guy there who was being so crazy to me. And he was like, what's your name? And I was like, Pat. And he goes, oh, weird name. I go, I don't feel like that. I say, I don't feel like that. He goes, I'm sorry, I just don't meet a lot of Pats. I feel like I meet a lot of Pats.
Yeah.
He goes,
classic name.
He goes, maybe 80-year-old grandmas.
So he had a crush on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, so he's
nagging
you.
He was
you.
Hitting on the person I was with.
I don't like him.
How did you meet your lover?
Well, you know how it is. You orbit each other.
We got Pats looking for love.
Really?
Well, I don't know if I am.
Okay, sorry.
I can't tell if I'm looking for love.
I don't. Then you're not looking.
I know.
Mm.
But by the way, it's so true what they say. When you stop looking,
that's
what happens to me.
Does it now.
I was fully free. Yeah.
I can't tell if I was, and now I'm like, I used to be much happier alone, and I'm going through a moment where I'm like, wait, I think because I'm new here, I'm like feeling like unhappy alone.
Totally.
I think I'm just unhappy, period. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's actually the worst time to find love is when you're unhappy, period, because then you start relying on the other person.
It's really like all the fucking cliches are true. I can speak for myself. It's like when you're actually like enjoying yourself alone but like not just saying that you are, when you really are.
Yeah.
That's when it happens.
I'm not. I forget what makes me happy. The only thing I like is my gym. My gym saved my life.
And podcasting, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
The way
yes.
he is about this gym is insane.
By the way, I might check it out.
Wait, please. I need allies there.
I need to lift a weight.
I literally need allies there.
Okay, we'll talk.
Okay.
I'm scared to go.
Yeah. But I don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah, totally.
Because I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
You talk about it nonstop. Just well, so you know.
I'm really, just so you know. Jacqueline Novak is so obsessed with Tracy Anderson method. And it's transformed her body. It's crazy.
What's that?
I was like, your ass. You have the ass of a 22-year-old. Yeah.
I have an incredible ass right now.
I struggle with ass stuff because I have a hip issue.
Do you?
So I can't like doing like lunge it, like doing like a lot of the ass stuff.
I hate when they want you to put the bar deadlift on while you bridge.
That's the most important.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's the most important thing for your ass. That's the best thing you could ever do for your ass.
I feel like I'm going to have to get ass replacement.
Pads.
Yeah, I just have a bad history with like trying to get a personal trainer and then not connecting with them and then resenting them. And
yeah,
I was like 7 of them. I was like, no one's changed me. No one's helped me.
I mean, honestly, I kind of have a fantasy of getting into Tracy Anderson.
I don't know who this
woman.
Can
you go in person here?
Yeah, they have like
that could be fun.
They have a studio. I like a group thing.
So I watched the videos she did during the pandemic, where she's like in Bali, like in her big hut.
I didn't see that.
It's just like her in the forest being like, I love.
Who is she?
I have not seen.
She's a thin person.
Yeah. Very.
When I say that was so much love. Yeah.
She's a professional.
Very
thin person.
Huge gazungas. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
She's blonde, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So who are you now?
I looked up her whole dating history the other day. Actually,
is she partnered?
She is now. Yeah.
Does she have kids?
She's in relationship. Yep. She's a daughter.
She's in relationship.
I'm obsessed with knowing if everyone's whole deal.
Yeah.
This is sorry, but I'm just gonna let it go. She is in relationship. Okay.
Okay. Who are you now?
I'm good now.
you're about to do the show.
I'm kind of good right now.
Wait, yeah. What are the shows exactly?
Sold out New York. Sold out. How was London?
Really, really fun.
Isn't it great?
I love you.
I have
love
to see it.
There.
When is it here?
So this is my show, Kate. It's at the Pasadena Playhouse, January 17th to February 11th.
I'm literally seeing
tickets
it.
Tickets are flying, folks. Okay?
I bet they are. It's so good.
Oh my God. Please come.
Take one and pass it down.
Yeah. These are the business cards. I'm going to be hiding these around LA or doing something. These are going to be... if you come with the business card, you get a free voucher for a drink, but I don't think that's...
It's not fair to people.
That requires it's not fair emails to people. On your email. I know about that.
It's not fair to people in recovery.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you get soda.
Yeah.
You can get Dr. Pepper.
Lucky you.
You get it. I think then everyone should have to get a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Like, you should say you get a free Dr. Pepper with a
card. That's actually good.
Yeah. Do you guys know about Mr. Pibb?
1,000%. Okay. Do you know about Dr. Bob?
No. Do you know about Tab?
Yes.
Tab is fucking good.
Is it?
Tab is
never had.
It's cola.
I had a Tab maybe years ago. It's like a diet cola, but has a little something in there. It's special. It's really good.
What's your favorite food?
Love that. you like food item?
Like,
okay, when you say favorite food, this is key. Like,
okay.
Like going out on a Friday night, big, fun, decadent dinner, what do I want? Or like kind of everyday, more like the food that I eat the most.
Do you know what you're giving?
I mean, like,
do you know what you're giving right now? Taylor Swift 73 questions when they said, what's your favorite food? And she said, if calories don't count, chicken tenders.
Oh.
And I've always.
What? Chicken. But.
I'm always like, what if calories count?
I mean, you get home, you're starving, you're ordering takeout.
Okay. So takeout for me, so synonymous with Thai.
Yeah.
I would love like a pad see you.
Chicken, are you a meat eater?
I am a meat eater. Good. I don't eat a ton of meat.
Okay.
But. Some might say I do.
Yeah. Guys, girls.
The pad see with chicken, but I love a pad see with tofu if it's good.
Yeah.
I know when it's chicken, it's dead.
Wait, what is pad see? And how
pad
is
it? You.
Pad see you. You know, it's like
thicker noodles.
Yeah.
I got you. Thicker noodles.
But yeah, Italian food is my favorite food out, of course.
Yeah.
But I really love Mexican food. I love it all.
You can't lose. You can't lose.
My favorite food is truly quesadilla at the end of the day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do. What's your, who do you want to be? What's your dream?
Like amazing kitchen. Me.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you a cook?
She juices.
I know that you juice.
So I don't feel that I can say that I am.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to say, I think I have people that would argue with me on that. but no, I would like to get like, I mean, I love to cook and I love that, but
I don't love it.
I don't feel like I'm in it right now in a real way.
Yeah.
With cooking.
Well, to be in it requires, I mean, it has to be a full, to make yourself one dinner is a full-time job.
Well, I adore it, but I can only do it for at least 4 people. I'm not going for one or two.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Well, if the food, this isn't, talk about who you want to be. I've had this fantasy of, okay, right, the food prep, right? You have the salad dressing in there. You have the roasted vegetables in there.
Yeah.
You have the salad washed in there. Mm. You're assembling.
Yeah.
Like, I have a bulk chia pudding right now. I'm assembling in the morning.
Yeah.
Berries, nut butter.
I will say, like, one time we as a podcast were sponsored by one of those, like, things where they send you the ingredients and you make it, like,
Hello
Chef
Blue Apron.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so...
With those, it's really, like, chicken or egg. Like, did that come or did the podcast come? Or did the podcast come? Did that come?
And it's also crazy because it's, like, I remember, like, they're, like, oh, and Like, I can't even imagine what real cooking was, because I tried to do one of the meals and it was literally like make a taco for one person. And I was like waking up at 5 a.m. like make as though I was making a Thanksgiving dinner for 18. I was like chopping. Yeah. Like, yeah. It was like a 7-hour preparation experience.
Yeah.
But if they would love to sponsor us again, we would love to.
Of course, we'll
say
take it.
Different
no,
things.
Fun.
Say more positive things about
we'll
them.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Do you want a kitchen?
Yeah, like me in the kitchen, like, yeah, big farm sink. Oh.
Window open.
Stainless steel or wood countertop.
Yeah.
Marble's
I think
done.
A big kitchen island is such
stainless
like a...
Stainless steel or wood countertop marble is done. Okay, I did register that. Marble is done.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, it was never even a part of the conversation.
Wow. Yeah, wow. It never had a seat at the table.
I don't like...
You want like a butcher's block across...
Yeah.
I want a butcher's block too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's like the morning and I'm just like... Yeah.
Who do you want to be for it to be the morning when I'm near my counter?
I'm in the kitchen in the morning. So
like, yeah.
I love it. What were you gonna say?
I didn't have anything.
Perfect.
Do you?
I have so much. Okay. But I know we got the wave for your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I'm going to a urologist.
Oh, wait. This is so interesting. Look down. Two of my friend's sisters have texted me.
That's so strange. Two, the same friends.
And they don't know each other. John Early's sister texted me, but that's not uncommon. And then my friend Danielle's
sister. What's his sister
like? She's like the sweetest, lives in Tennessee, has two girls.
Wow.
Looks like they have like the face is like fully there. Two girls call me Aunt Kate. Can you believe that?
You come in the pod. What are John Early's sisters like? My first question.
One sister.
Oh,
to me.
And by the way, I'm sorry.
One sister.
And you must be confusing his other sister with Danielle's sister, who's a separate person.
Yeah. It's two sister texts.
Yeah.
What
interesting.
The,
what do you think the new year holds?
So much.
Really?
I think this year, I just, you know, you never want to go, oh, this year, you know, but I just, the new year holds strength,
mm-hmm. I hope.
Focus, mm-hmm.
yeah.
courage,
yeah.
love.
Going deeper.
Do you care about a straw?
Yeah, a little bit.
What are you?
I dip. I know very little.
Yeah.
The Chani app, though.
Love.
What's that?
Or is it Chani? It's Chani.
Chani?
You know, it's been
bothering. I bought
it. Is
that
better than CoStar?
Yeah.
CoStar is literally...
For kids.
The writing is fun, but it's also very... And they're intentionally cryptic Chani. And it's poetic.
Yeah.
But Chani, or is it Chani? I think it's Chani. She kind of goes in there and they're pretty good. But it's like $100 for a year.
I'll do it.
But every
for
day...
Answers.
But
for answers.
But it's real... Well, here's... When I was in darkness, I was consulting it absolutely constantly.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So I was in darkness all summer.
When we're in darkness, we go in.
Yeah, but...
Was it helpful in darkness?
Yeah, what I'm saying yeah. is...
Was it Chani up helpful in darkness?
No, what I'm saying is it didn't help me because I was like, that's not it at all. Like, you actually... I'm like, you have no idea. Wasn't... Do you know what I mean?
I was validated. Like, it helped me.
Okay.
But... So I have a little fun with it. Like, oh,
do you
no.
think it was true, what it was telling you?
Yeah, well, because it's... So what do they say? Everything that's coming up is for your greater good.
Yeah.
It's just like, you need God. That's what it is.
I know.
We do.
That's like, so I had an Uber driver in Denver tell me that.
Yeah, well, it's just true.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is me attempting to access God. I know that. Everything's me attempting to access God. You think I'm fucking safe with it? Yeah, it's like, of course.
Is it boring yesterday?
Yeah. So it's like, I know that. And so, but the astrology thing, you know, we've been torn from the earth and Western culture. There's some desire to get back to the stars and all that. And I would love that. And I remember when I got into the Chani app, I go, oh, you know, I'm going to start doing it as Chani. I'm gonna start building my altar. I'm gonna get the flowers and coordinate with the season. I never did it once.
Yeah,
but that's what the desire was, to look at the moon. But what I like that she does say, because you know, it's like, oh, the full moon. What do you have to do? And she's like, no, let go of that doing thing. You know, it's enough.
Yeah.
It's you don't have to like do anything.
She does tell us to rest a lot, which I love.
There's no problem to be fixed, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our condition is fundamentally joyful, by the way.
Oh, wonderful. Now, do you guys? I have a crush for the week.
Oh my God.
It can be person, place, thing, item.
So
we didn't really get through the bag, did we?
I know. No. Do you want to say?
Crush of the week is fun. I was trying to think about like, someone's like, who's your celebrity crush? And I was
it
like,
could be
I
a
was
drawing a blank. It could be a person, place, thing.
Who was a celebrity that awakened you sexually as a child?
Who was your Doink Daddy Daddy plastic for green?
Oh my God. Okay. Who were the big ones? I was obsessed with Michael Pitt. Because Hedwig and the Angry Inch, I watched like every day after school.
I don't know how to do
And I also loved Young Jack Nicholson.
This sucks.
But then, of course, you know, Shane from the L Word, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to use that voice, you know?
Right.
Interesting.
There's no problem to fix.
People are really attracted to that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not.
Because.
Yeah.
Of my sexual preferences.
Is men.
But
men,
also
men.
I had a huge crush on like Pamela Anderson and Baywatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like jerking off wildly to her.
Yeah. I actually probably jerked off to her.
Yeah. I was kind of all, I just kind of was, I was just really just horny and just like anything that seemed sexual, I was like, yeah.
Especially when you don't get to see it and you're little and you see, you're like, oh my God. Yeah. Like even a kiss. I remember my mom used to be like, oh, I hate when they, she would like pretend she didn't want to watch it. And I'd be like, I really want to watch this part.
Yeah, of course.
Not with her, but like.
I was like trying to find porn wherever I could from a very young age.
Oh, movie sex scenes, I would always search
movie
it.
Movie sex scenes.
I used to jerk off to like the scene of, do you remember the movie Double Jeopardy?
Of course.
So there was a scene where Ashley Judd has sex.
Okay,
I
just want to tell you this. Ashley Judd was in my dream last night. No, it was Diane Lane. It was Diane Lane. Are okay, sorry. Yeah.
That's Diane Lane. What are the chances?
In my dream last night, Diane Lane goes, come downstairs, meet my partner of 10 years. What? And I thought, is she gay?
And were you upstairs?
Is that what she's saying, my partner?
Yeah. And was she?
I never found her downstairs. Meet my partner of 10 years.
You woke up right before you went to the party.
Meet my partner of 10 years.
And by the way, I was in Gwyneth Paltrow's house.
Oh my God.
And it was unbelievable Christmas tree in every room.
Oh my God.
Too much. It was so cool.
You're upstairs in Gwyneth Paltrow's house. Diane Lane is downstairs saying, come meet my partner of 10 years. That's an amazing dream.
Yeah.
What was I just going to say?
Sorry, cut you off.
No.
Brutally.
Just that I used to jerk off to this one scene in Double Jeopardy where Ashley Judd was having sex on a boat and you see one of her boobs.
God, I can't believe I don't remember that.
It was before her husband picked his own murder.
What? Oh, in the movie. Okay.
Makes me want to watch that movie.
Is Tommy Lee Jones in that?
Yes. The plot
He's
of the movie.
He's exquisite.
The plot of the movie is actually a really interesting premise.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It's that Ashley Judd is married to this guy, and for reasons I can't remember, he frames her for his murder.
And he's like perfect looking.
And then reinvents himself as like the president of the United States.
It's I'm so sorry, I've completely zoned out.
We need to watch it. Yeah. It's hard to follow.
She's tried. Is it? Yeah. She's tried and convicted for the murder of her husband, but he's really still alive. Because of the law Double Jeopardy that says you cannot be convicted of the same crime twice, it means that she, since she already served her time for murdering him, can literally murder him in public, and there's no...
So cool.
So then she has to get to him, but he's like...
What do you mean you can't be convicted of the same crime twice?
Yeah.
I forget.
Sure you can.
Bang, bang. Yeah. And how do you... It's how long did she serve for murder?
It's literally a montage. So I don't know. It's
like a long time
she gets out for like good behavior. Yeah, it was like a long time.
Surely a long time for murder.
I think it was like they didn't like get bogged down
in all
that.
It's amazing though. And her... Or it's Diane Lane Unfaithful.
That movie was special.
Her getting railed, that guy. Yes. Yeah. The Dreamers really made me horny. Obviously, saw in theaters. Michael Pitt. Yeah.
The Unfaithful, the film, made a girl at my college an absolute laughing stock because when Diane Lane is having sex doggy with the guy, she thought it was anal and she was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're having anal. And everyone's like, it's not anal, it's doggy.
Oh,
and
no, then,
like, she thought it was anal and she was like absolutely harassed for years.
No, that's sad.
Wish her the best, of course.
God, it's like we barely skimmed the surface.
No, I knew it would be like this and I'm stressed out.
Oh wait, I gotta, I'm gonna order my car to my doctor.
God, what kind of doctor?
A urologist.
Ass?
Yeah. I wish. I wish it was an ass doctor. I'm going to a urologist because I pee so much. And I'm sick and tired of it.
Honey, you're just anxious.
Yeah. Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah.
It's definitely.
Are you serious?
Mental.
Because I am so anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And I do pee.
It's anxiety.
So much. I literally can't watch a movie.
Anxiety.
In theaters. Wow. I'm going to see if he says
Hold
that.
It more.
I trust you so I trust you so much, but I'm going to see if he says that.
Yeah, but he's going to go, have you ever.
He's going to start fisting me.
It's probably mental.
Wow.
Which doesn't mean it's not real, but it's
thank
very
you.
It's probably
thank
mental.
You. That's so interesting.
That'd be my prognosis.
Because it's crazy. It's
Tell
like
him that's what I said.
8 times an hour, I would say.
Yeah, that's anxiety.
Yeah. Wow.
Or maybe I should go. Maybe that should tip me and go, oh, maybe there is something there.
It's 14 times every minute.
You've been fine. I just pee right now. We've been here for about an
hour. I know. And I've been drinking this. Like, no.
And? Because you're released. You're having fun.
Yeah.
You're in your zone.
We have way more questions for you.
Rapid fire.
Yeah.
My crush of the week is Pink Lady Health Aid Kombucha because it is so good and it does ultimately taste like orange apple juice in a pleasant way.
That's my crush of the week.
Mine is my new slouchies.
Ooh.
Slouchy socks that I got and they make me feel so.
Those are cozy. Yeah.
They're so cozy.
I want a new boot.
Oh. Let me talk to you.
Because these boots, this is a vintage boot, but look at the tip of them. They've gotten totally fucking rugged.
You know, all I do is buy boots, so what are we talking about?
But can I say something about boots?
You know my favorite, Mista?
Can I say something about boots?
Yeah, for sure.
Can I say something about boots?
Aren't you the... What?
Yeah, I'm a little boot girl.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't wait to hear what this is going
to
be.
I just think that boots, like, to me, like, of course I want a boot, but, like, they take so long to put on.
And no, then, no, but they men take are less doing, time than sneakers. No.
I only wear boots.
And then,
same.
And
except,
then,
well, because
men's aren't often zip like that. And yeah. then, like, they'll do these little kind of peekaboo things that make them flexible so you could squeeze them on. But I don't like how the peekaboos look.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Wait, what's
to break
peek-a-boo?
In a good boot?
It's like,
can I see how tall those are?
These aren't.
No,
very tall.
I mean, how high up they go.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of ankle.
Yeah.
By far.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, yeah. I have you right. Really beautiful. No, for sure. The book.
I know.
But you're exactly right. But I want to go in. I don't want to go online. I want to go in. I want to feel it.
Especially with a shoe. All right. My crush of the week is my slouchies. And do you have one?
I didn't give one. 5, 4, 3, 2. I'm not ready yet.
1.
Probably. my crush of the week is. I mean, I really want to get this right. Wait.
Yeah. Well, you should get it right.
You can't
it's
get it
wrong.
It's a brownie.
It's a brownie at Amara Kitchen in Highland Park.
Wow.
And every time I eat this brownie, I go, I know that I like this. I am moaning.
Yeah.
In a way.
A
it
good
blows
brownie is
my
so
mind
special.
Every time. It is salty. It is like, it's almost like savory.
Yeah.
I believe it's. No, it's not paleo. It's gluten-free. It's vegan.
You know,
not that I'm vegan.
Erewhon has these things called delicious brownies.
Oh, yeah. They come in the...
It's really special.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But that brownie, to me, has been really at the front of my mind.
Yeah. Do you feel hot today?
I feel like I'm sweating in my coat.
I actually feel hot because I feel like I looked hot in that video you just posted.
I feel better than I did yesterday, which is the most we can hope for right now.
I feel
hotter
than I did.
Oh, cool. Cool.
What?
No, I'm just, you know.
Sweating.
I'm just, like, sweating.
Yeah.
Well, you can tell this doesn't breathe.
Yeah, but that's, like.
I know, but it looks good.
But that's
so.
What leather is. Fuck. Is it an actual snake?
No, this is, no, yeah. Can you imagine? That would be, like, 2,500. Yeah.
Do you feel hot today?
I do, because I looked hot in that video you posted.
I knew you'd like it.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's the power of the jacket and the sunglasses. I'm actually dirty. Haven't showered today. My hair feels flat.
Oh, your hairs could never be flat.
It could never be flat.
I actually think it could never be flat.
But, you know, I am sweating up the new jacket, which is stressful, but.
Do you ever get, like, a blowout?
Never.
You never curious?
I got a blowout in the 8th grade.
Yeah.
From my best friend's bat mitzvah. Uh-huh. Traumatized her as a result.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't look like myself.
That is like when my dad got a buzz.
Oh, that's scary.
I cried.
Yeah,
I
of course.
Sobbed.
I famously cried when my mom got a haircut when I was 4.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It makes complete
sobbed.
Sense.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, should I? My new thing is, should I put rosemary oil on my scalp?
What's wrong? What's going on with the scalp?
I want my hair to grow really long, and it won't.
Oh, really?
But then my hairdresser told me that's just how some people are.
Do you think my hair should be longer than this on the sides?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, it's like too short on
that
the sides.
That could be cute.
Yeah. Well, it's just like so short on the sides.
This is, like, I wouldn't have ever like thought like, oh, but.
You've been
thinking
it this whole time.
But now that I look at you,
yeah,
looking at
like,
that.
Well, this is like probably like a 3.
I
this
prefer
is
that
a,
picture.
This is a 0.5. I think even just a 1.
God, I'm such a, like, that's a screen. Like, technology is unbelievable.
Is this
done.
A screen?
Isn't it? Is that a screen?
Is this a screen? Yeah.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It is. It looks like a Kindle.
I'd kind of like to be like, I don't have a TV in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And it's a kind of a constant, kind of, like,
yeah.
It's kind of a philosophical
well,
issue.
Yeah.
But something like this, I go, you know, you go into people's houses
yeah.
that make, like, upwards of $3 million a year. They've got
yeah.
one of these on the wall, and it's like a Renoir.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I know.
But also I look and I go, kind of fun.
Do you know what doesn't make you feel in your power that I've relapsed on that I wasn't doing for like the months of September and October? Like in bed watching TV on your laptop.
That, yeah, cozy.
You're never going to feel powerful that way.
No, it's cozy, but oh, you're
yeah.
saying it's bad.
It's like you're lying and it's
when
like
it's
on
tilted.
Your side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like
no,
you just
by
don't
the way,
feel like you're a millionaire.
It's really not respectful to yourself or the work that you're ingesting.
I have to say, totally. I don't think I've ever not done that.
I fell asleep to Maestro last night.
What's?
Have you watched any of those? Maestro. I keep saying
that. I was like, the Spanish word for teacher?
I keep saying Maestro. Have you watched this?
No, yeah, I want to.
It's not for me.
Talk about something else I auditioned for.
Went to Gideon
What
Glenn.
Did you think?
I was out 8 minutes in.
Why?
Well, the beginning's, it gets better. The beginning's bad, hated.
Well, the filmmaking, I mean, it's amazing when you watch something that is a movie.
Yeah.
And
they're going, we're a movie.
I know.
And God bless, because we need movies.
I mean, you should know that we're watching a movie.
But it's hysterical. No?
Horrible.
Like it's wild.
Yeah, well, especially because, first of all, I would die for Carey Mulligan. I'm obsessed with her. But her laughing at Bradley Cooper, like, during the fall.
I haven't even gotten there yet, honey. Oh, I haven't even gotten there. I was early. I was out. Wait,
I'm sorry. You didn't watch it.
I have to go.
He has to go.
We gotta go.
Okay, and that is, and here's final segment. Are you mad at us?
No.
Opposite.
Are you Can't
mad,
be.
Are Opposite. You mad at me?
Never.
There was a reason I once wondered, but okay, whatever.
Maestra. And we're gonna be mad at you.
All right.
And
get tickets
so
to Kate, everyone.
Get tickets to Kate.
Get tickets to Kate.
And go online and get tickets to Kate.
Google
or go in brook and mortar and get tickets to Kate. Bye, Pat.
Bye.
I love you. Bye.
Have fun.
Have fun. Have fun in there with the doc P doctor. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
We still on? Hi.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Getting texts from the sisters.
Oh, yeah, what the sisters saying?
Here, you saw me shut down?
No, we're just both obsessed with you and we're so grateful for you came on.
Oh my God, it was so fun. Love really you. Is long overdue.
And now we're off. And HeadGum Podcast. I don't know. We haven't done our sign off yet.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.